Well, it actually started out that way for many Massachusetts towns, hard-pressed to find power in the late 19th century as the Industrial Revolution was taking off. Back in 1894, North Attleboro purchased 6 steam generators and began producing its own electricity and building the system that would bring it to homes and businesses in town. The town-owned utility continues 117 years later, although no longer producing power but purchasing it. And customers of North Attleboro Electric generally pay less for their power. General Manager James Moynihan explains why.
We do not have the obligation that the IOUs do or the investor-owned utilities have with regards to securing a certain rate of return. Secondly, we are not governed by the Department of Public Utilities except in certain limited fashions. So the rates that are determined locally by the local board of electric commissioners, which is, in the case of North Attleboro, a 3-member elected board.
So North Attleboro Electric Department purchases power, and I'm looking over there, I can see the power lines right outside your office window here. You purchase the power, and then do you own the distribution system?
Yes. Basically, North Attleboro Electric, unlike some of the other public power entities in Massachusetts, is really considered to be what is called a poles and wire company. That is, we do not own generation itself. We take the power off of the grid from the transmission line, and then our responsibilities are really the distribution systems.
Is that the reason during this past tropical storm Irene, which now has raised the whole controversy about how utilities have responded to the damage and the outages, you were able to cope with the situation a lot better than the larger utilities? Is that true?
Well, I think in the case of North Attleboro, we have done a great deal of work over the course of time relative to planning. We have put a good deal of money into our system itself to improve the integrity and the reliability of it. In addition to that, we benefit from the fact that the individuals who are addressing the situations of emergencies, like our line crews or our meter personnel, they know the system. That is, this is what they work on. It's a confined area, 19 square miles, and they know with regards to what the different circuits are. They know the roads. They don't need a GPS to figure out where a certain street is located. And when they come on site, they have familiarity with regards to that area so that if circumstances require action by them, they are in an environment in which they are very comfortable. And I think that really benefits us in the sense of being able to respond effectively to it.
Somebody listening to this might say, hey, it sounds like a great deal. Lower rates, better response after storms. Why can't my town have a municipally owned utility?
That would require approval by the general court to establish a public power entity in a particular community. And there has been legislation filed in the past, but never approved by the legislature, that would allow communities to establish their own entity.
North Attleboro Electric dates from 1894, a whole different world. They were generating their own power through steam generators. They were building the electric system. A town today would have to acquire that. They'd have to purchase that distribution system, and that might be economically prohibitive.
Well, I think that's true, and in addition to, it's very challenging, if nothing else. And then in addition to that, they also would require, in all likelihood, various contracts for power. So, for example, in North Attleboro, we would have more than 10 contracts with individual power sources that provide power to our community or at least serve to stabilize our rates in relation to power. So with regards to startup costs, yeah, there would be several challenges that would be inherent there. But I think you can see from the situation of the storm and relative to the rates and with regards to the response of the community that at the end of the day, a community like North Attleboro that is served by a local public power entity believes itself to be well served.
Where do you buy the power from?
A variety of sources. We would have power contracts through various entities like the Massachusetts Municipal Wholesale Electric Company, where we would have some oil and gas combined cycle. We have some nuclear. We have some hydro. Wind power, we've recently purchased some. Those would be the basic entities that we would have that really serve as the fuel sources for us. and then some percentage of the total power that we would purchase on the market, because sometimes the market is actually lower than the amount of the contracts that we are purchasing.
You mentioned when we first came in, you said this is an interesting business model because we have a board of directors and you can actually be on this board knowing nothing about the whole power situation. So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It works out well, at least in North Attleboro. It has. I think that the Board of Electric Commissioners can provide a sense of direction and a sense of the community for an operation such as ours so that we don't become too insular. And I think that the residents who are your fellow neighbors who are working here, the employees are affected by the same decisions that the rest of the customers are, then it works out very well for the town and for the department.
Well, thank you, James Moynihan, General Manager of the North Attleboro Electric Department. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
By the way, Tropical Storm Irene knocked out power to more than a third of North Attleboro's 28,000 residents, but they were all back online within 72 hours. For WGBH Radio, I'm Bob C.